Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us today on Need Prayer, Ask Me. I'm your host, Minister Shanice Hill, and you are totally welcome to the broadcast today. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries, where we are not ashamed. Amen. Again, if you're listening to the archived episode of this broadcast, I welcome you to our show where we just pray. And for the first 30 minutes, I will be taking prayer requests. If you want to call in, you can call in. I'll be taking prayer requests. those who have the phone number that you want to text me your prayer request, excuse me, there are some issues I'm having with my throat as far as sinuses and stuff of that nature. So if I clear my throat a little bit, please excuse me. But nevertheless, if you're listening to the archive episodes of this show, I welcome you to the show. Please feel free to forward the link to anybody else or forward the phone number that they can call me. Amen. We're still working out the scheduling, but right now, looks like I'll be here praying Monday through Friday every week. And if anything changed, then it'll probably be Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. But I'll let you guys know, let you all know in advance. If anything is changing. So again, welcome to Need Prayer, Ask Me. I'm your host again, Minister Shanice Fields, and God bless you. Amen. Today we just want to give glory and honor to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. He has kept us through the whole week, and we are definitely grateful for him keeping us in our closing our right mind when the enemy, you know, snuffed up our lives, snuffed out our lives. So God has kept us, and so we just want to honor him with the fruit of our lips today, giving him all the praises today, hallelujah, because somebody didn't make it. Somebody who went to bed last night is not here today, amen, but we're here, and so we have another opportunity to get it right. So before we go into our prayer request, our particular prayer point that we want to pray for today. We just want to surrender and submit this broadcast into the hands of the Lord, that he will have his way, that he will direct us, that he will lead us on how to pray, because he does nothing but an answer to prayer. But, you know, we belong to him. Hallelujah. We are not our own. So, Father God, Jesus, amen. Just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to come before your people, God, and to hold you up. We just thank you, God, for the opportunity to, hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah, to service the body of Christ through prayer today. Not only the body, hallelujah, but for those who are requesting prayer, those who are in the valley of indecision, oh God. Right now, God, we want to hold them before you today, oh God, that you will answer their prayer, that you will show yourself strong in their lives, oh God, that they'll know that you are real and that you are God, that you see and you know everything about them, that you care, that you don't see them the way that, hallelujah, they see themselves, oh God, hallelujah, but you see them so in a totally different light. And so, God, today, we just grateful to be today. Have your way, God. right now, God. I decrease, Lord, so you can increase. Use me, hallelujah, how you want to use me, oh God. I belong to you. I am yours. And I don't take it for granted. Hallelujah, what you're doing, God. I'm so honored. Hallelujah, that you chose me there. Hallelujah, God. And I just pray that you will direct this particular episode, this podcast, God. I want to do it. Listen, we're all in our own particular lane. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Listen, we're all in our own particular lane. Amen. And the enemy will try to come and make us compare ourselves to other people. You know, it goes all the time. It goes that way. In the industry, as far as the thing, the competition and the competing and stuff like that. Listen, we are all in our own lane. You know, I don't want what's in your lane. You don't got to want what's in my lane. We are all headed in our particular direction. Hopefully, it's towards the kingdom. Amen. And building the kingdom. Amen. But the bottom line is that we're all in our own doing what God has predestined for us to do. Amen. So I need to be jealous of you. You don't need to be jealous of me. Amen. Amen. So for somebody out there that's dealing with those issues of competing, competition, and you know what they got in that, listen, you are what God wants you to be. You're in your own lane. Amen. Don't desire what they got in their lane. Amen. Just work your lane to the best of your ability. Hallelujah. Amen. And stay there. Stay in your life. God has given you, hallelujah, what is necessary for you. There are some people that you're going to reach that I can't reach. There are some people that I can reach that maybe you can't reach. But you're working your life. So stay in your lane. Resist, the Bible said, resist the devil and he shall flee. That means that when he comes telling you about what they got going on with us, especially in the ministry, they doing that at that church, what they got at that church, and all that stuff. No. Right here is what I got in my church, and I'm going to work right here until God moves me to another place. So move to another place. But I'm just going to work within my life. Amen. So you're in the perfect position for whoever it is that needs you. Amen. Because we all kingdom builders. I'm keep reiterating that. I'm keep touching it because that's who we are. We are kingdom builders, and we build the kingdom of God by one soul at a time. So for some people, it's lots of souls at a time, but it's about bringing the souls into the kingdom. And we'll forget. That's our purpose. Sometimes we get it twisted. We forget because we want to build big ministry. We want to have a big house and a big car. We want a car. But we forget our purpose. And our mission, and it's to save souls to the kingdom, bring souls to the kingdom, save souls for God to use us. Amen. For God to use us. And God uses us through our verbal witness and through our nonverbal witness, which is our life, the life that we live. Amen. So we should never forget that. If you don't want to forget your purpose, if you don't forget your purpose, if you always have your purpose on the forefront of your mind, if you always remember your purpose, then a lot of things that you fall into, a lot of things that the saints fall into, they won't fall in because they always remember their purpose. It's to save souls to the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. So we just praise God. We have an awesome prayer, praise report because of the prayer and the saints. God, and I make my boast in the Lord. Amen. A young lady, a friend of mine, called me about maybe 2 days ago, and she asked me, could I pray for this particular young lady who found out she had a brain injury. And the young lady was afraid, and, you know, you know, shocking news to her and things of that nature. So I agreed to pray for her. I knew God was going to do something because the enemy fought us getting on the line, tooth and nail. It was so hard, but we got on the line. I knew God was going to do something. Amen. So I prayed for the young lady. But this is what I told her. I told her that we have opportunity. as a provider. Amen. All the bills are due. This one is calling you. That one is. It's an opportunity for you to know God. Hallelujah. As a heavy load sharer. Hallelujah. A burden bearer. Hallelujah. We have opportunities. And we don't want to take those opportunities sometimes. We be like, oh, why me? Why this had to happen? You know, I don't understand it. Things of that nature. But believe me, it is an opportunity for you to know God on a whole other level. If you never know as a provider, you have an opportunity to know the provider. If you never know him as a way maker, you have an opportunity to know him as a way maker. If you never had an opportunity to know him as a healer, hey, you have an opportunity to know him. So nevertheless, the young prayer, she agreed for prayer. We prayed the prayer of faith and prayed how God told me to pray, specifically about the anger things in her brain, stuff of that nature. And I tell you, yesterday I got a praise report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Amy, Amy, who wants to serve a God like we serve? I don't know. Shoot. I got to serve. But nevertheless, the young lady gave me a praise report on yesterday. And it said that the young lady had the MRI. She had x-rays. And the doctor could not find the aneurysm note. Praise him? Come on. That's a time to praise him right there. That's a good place to praise God. Amen. The doctor could not find the aneurysm note. We praise God. We glorify today. Hallelujah. Because he's so awesome. He's so mighty. And he's wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust him with me. Hallelujah. Trust God with you today. Today, trust God with you. Amen. If you are listening via internet, through Facebook, or through my Twitter page, hallelujah, you can call in. The call in number is 929-477-1087. Again, it's 929. Throwing it up for you. 477-1087. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that was a particular testimony on prayer work. God does nothing but an answer to prayer. Amen. And so, hallelujah, we want to continue to pray for one another and lift up the prayer request. Amen. So I'm going to start and I'm going to flow with the Lord. He's using me as he sees fit, as he chooses. Hallelujah. Because I belong to him and I don't belong to myself. Amen. Hallelujah. A lady is requesting prayer for her family. Amen. For direction for her home today. Hallelujah. So we want to close up the prayer walk. If you're listening via Facebook or Twitter, amen. Remember this lady requesting prayer, amen, for her family, hallelujah, and it's requesting prayer for his relationship, for direction in his relationship today, hallelujah, God, that God will direct his footsteps, give him the right timing to do what he wants to do. He wants to get married, so we just believe in God, that God will just put those things in place when they are supposed to be in place. Amen. So we want to be in agreement with him today. We want to pray for a gentleman that's requesting for prayer. Hallelujah. For peace of his mind. Hallelujah. Peace of his mind. Having no peace. And so we just want to pray. Hallelujah. For his peace today. We want to also remember a young couple, we want to know their marriage. Amen. She's requesting prayer for her marriage and for her husband who's dealing with some health issues. And so we want to pray, hallelujah, for that family. Have autism today. That's dealing with autism. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for health for the whole family. We're safe. That's the prayer request. We want to pray for health for the whole family. Amen. Also, a man is requesting prayer for his impending marriage. Amen. That God will be the king. God will be him in a particular time. Amen. That they are going to get married. And so we want to remember him in prayer. Also, a woman is requesting prayer for her own family. She need a home for her and her children. Amen. And she wants a place of her own. Amen. She's living with folks and she's looking for a place to call home. Pray for a young woman who has sickle cell. Amen. Her friend is alone with it. And please pray for her friend who is dealing with sickle cell issues. And also, who had a heart transplant about 2 weeks ago. Amen. We are going to pray that the heart is healed and we stop and pray for them. We want to pray that their heart is going to bind with the word of God. And not only will their heart line up with the word of God, but their heart will begin to function as it was the original owner. That it functioned as if it belonged in her from the beginning. That there will be, hallelujah, bacteria infection, no infection, period. How can I say it? Looking for the right one. There will be no upset. Nothing that will cause her body to reject that heart. We are not every tool, hallelujah, every arm right now function, hallelujah, as if you were created for that particular heart. Will not reject that heart. Line up the word of God today. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare today, right now. We just ask you, Lord, before we really start in praying. Hallelujah, that you will wash us and cleanse us from any and everything that's not like you. Take it out of us. You will tell us every sin, known and unknown, things of omission and commission today. Wash us, cleanse us, make us whole before your presence, O God. And we thank you, God, in advance for answered prayer. We thank you for divine solutions, O God. We thank you for working it out. Hallelujah. We thank you for fixing it. We thank you for turning it around, God. Those things that the enemy meant for evil, God. We thank you for turning it around. Today, O God, for doing it for your glory, that you will be glorified, that you will get every drop of the glory today, 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 today. Right now, God, pray for our heart that it will ask you, as if it was a brand spanking new heart. Jesus, hallelujah, dumbfound the doctor. Hallelujah. Let her recovery be speedily. Let her be strengthened. Equal with every cell, every muscle, every sinew, every tissue, working in accordance to the word of God. Working according into the way God created the body to work. Everything, blood flow, circulatory system, operate, function as God created to the function in the name of Jesus. There will be no resistance to this new heart right now in Jesus' name. I decree a thing today. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. Yahweh says we can have what we say. Say love. Speak, people of God. Speak over your children. Speak over your family. Speak over your marriage. Open your mouth. And speak what thus saith the Lord. Declare it in the atmosphere today. Hallelujah. There's angels on assignment waiting for you to speak. Open up your mouth and begin to declare what God declares. there. Say what God say. Love what God loves. Hate what God hates. Rise up, people of God. Rise up, church. Rise up and declare what God declare. Be strengthened. You are eagles. Act like eagles. Get into nymphs and fly and soar and face the sun. Hallelujah. Be who you are. Hallelujah. We're not chickens. Hallelujah. We're not eagles living in the chicken coop. Know who you are. He said he's given his disciples, you, me, us, all of us, power over all the power that the enemy have today. Hey, we are not mere men. We are not mere women. Hallelujah. Stop acting like mere people. We're not ordinary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, God has given you the ability. Hallelujah. To do exploits. You just got to know that he did it. That he's given you the ability. Amen. So we just want to continue our prayer request today. There's a gentleman, a young man, asking for prayer for his friend who's making bad choices. She's hanging around with someone in a bad influence. And she's making really bad choices. Oh God, but I pray for her today. I'm sorry, I know I'm supposed to be giving prayer requests, but we have to stop and pray that God will help this young woman. He will begin to, hallelujah, move her to himself. Hallelujah, those lines of communication with ungodly friends will be severed in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every perverseness, right now we deal with that spirit of perversion. Right now, I pray right now that she will be loose from every bound. In the name of everything that binds her, right now she will be loose from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, set her free in the spirit of her mind. Let people that love you rally around her, oh God. Give them a desire to want to do the service, the ministry of the Lord. Let her attract, hallelujah, godly people, hallelujah, that can tell her about you, that can reinforce, hallelujah, your word in her life today. Oh God, do it, God. I'm there, and sometimes people make bad choices. Hallelujah, trying to fill voids. Yeah, and they don't want to deal with the pain and the hurt of being rejected. Hallelujah. So they accept any kind of thing. And they'll do any kind of thing just to feel connected, just to feel accepted. But we say not so. I bind that lying spirit and that spirit of deception deceiving this young woman in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She has more than her body to offer. Oh, she has more. Let her see herself, God. Hallelujah, as you see her. Oh, God, let her esteem. Hallelujah, let her have some esteem about herself today. I ask for your help today. Intervene in that situation. Hallelujah, before it turns tragic, oh, God. Before the enemy gets in there. Hallelujah, and give her something she can't get rid of. Oh, I cancel out every plan for her life for the enemy. I cancel it out, every assignment in the name of Jesus. Ooh, let doors begin to close now. Let doors begin to close now. Let doors that have been opened begin to close now in the name of Jesus. I decree today, hallelujah, from that area, hallelujah, from that area. Ooh, let her be different. Let her expire to be different than the people that surround her. Young lady, baby, time to give her a change of mind and a change of heart today concerning that situation. Hallelujah. And God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. For you do nothing but an advocate. Thank you. Hallelujah. Today, God. be glorified, be honored, be lifted up on high today. Hallelujah. All grace and grace to be saved. Bless your name. We want to continue on with our prayer and request. Hallelujah. So I'm going to hallelujah. I've been hearing some text messages and also I've been some what I've gotten written down. Hallelujah. So also I'm requesting for prayer for 100% debt cancellation. So we want to remember her, hallelujah, in our prayers. Hallelujah, her debt will be hallelujah canceled. And so also, a man is requested for his brother who's dealing with some health issues. We want to remember him in prayer today. Hallelujah. Bible says that by his stripes, we are healed. I mean, it's a done deal. And so we just want to pray that every disorder in that brother's body begins to receive order. Hallelujah. Every disorder receives order. Every malfunction, hallelujah, receives function today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, for order, divine, every spirit of pain, every spirit of discomfort right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that the blood of Jesus will be transfused with his blood system. We bind the spirit of death, hallelujah, working in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. We lose life. Lord, I will take on the hallelujah. Tell him he shall be a Kanda. Let him begin to declare and decree the word of God that he shall live and not die. He will be moved by what he, hallelujah, see. Don't let him be moved by what the doctors are saying. Don't let him be moved today, oh God. Hallelujah. Let him be encouraged today. Hallelujah. With his hope in the Lord. With his hope in the Lord today. Right now, hallelujah, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. She'll be glorified. We speak healing to every one. I speak to his heart today. Urava heart, line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. I bind heart disease in the name of Jesus. I bind, hallelujah, all pain. Hallelujah, in his body. Hallelujah. That has been, hallelujah, manifested, hallelujah, through, hallelujah, his heart, in the name of Jesus. Give him a new heart, give him a new heart today, right now in Jesus' name. Our God, do it for your glory, God. Do it, God, that he'll know, hallelujah, that you are God for a witness today. I pray for any artery in Jesus' name that has been blocked. Yes, Baba. Any army that has been damaged, oh, be healed, be restored to your former state in the name of Jesus. I flush out every sickness, every disease from his body now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, turn it around today. Turn it around today. I bind every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of unbelief in the name of Jesus. Everything that's to steal, hallelujah, his joy, his peace of mind. I come against you right now. I command you to pick up your weapons and flee. I say every river of discomfort begin to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Every river of discomfort in his body begin to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. I cover him with the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the firewall of protection be around him. Oh, dispatch the ministry angels that camp about him. I bind the attack of the spirit of witchcraft. Somebody's dealing with that demon today. Hallelujah. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you at. but I know that you're dealing with the spirit of witchcraft. And we bind every spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of drug addiction, loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. I say the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. And everything that's not like the Lord got to go. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a hello, are you there? Hello, Carla, are you there? Okay. Back to our prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, every drug addiction, right now in the name of Jesus, we bind you up, out. Hallelujah, up, out now, in Jesus' name. Oh, we bless God, we glorify him, we praise him, we adore him, for he is great and wonderful. Hallelujah, he is mighty. Hallelujah, and he is holy. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. So we want to go ahead and continue with our prayer request today. Hallelujah. I'm trying to put the switchboard again. I see we have a caller that has joined in. And I don't know if they want to take in prayer request. Hello?
Hello? Hello. I wanted
Carla?
Just to call in for prayer.
Okay. You have a request?
I'm sorry?
You have a prayer request?
Breakthrough.
A breakthrough.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Just
it?
Every area.
Breakthrough in every
Pardon?
Area.
Every
you
area, yes.
In every area. Okay, I got you. All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, I'm going to pray right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just lift up the caller, the young lady on the line today, and we just pray, God, we just pray for breakthrough in every area of her life. Lord, we just pray right now, God, hallelujah, that anything that the enemy has meant for evil, God, that you would turn it around for her good. We pray for breakthrough on the job, breakthrough in the home. Hallelujah, breakthrough in marriage. Breakthrough with family. Lord, we know, hallelujah, that in certain areas, God, that you are building character, you are refining, doing something. Breakthrough for this young lady, hallelujah, who requests breakthrough today. Oh, God, do it for your glory, that you will be glorified. Yandaba, work it out, God. Work it out for her. Yandaba, work it out, God. Work out the financial situation. Work it out, God. Every lack right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Work it out for her, God, that she will know that you are God all by yourself, God. That you, hallelujah, know and see in everything. Hallelujah. Is nothing hidden from your eyesight. You behold the good and you behold the evil, oh God. And there's nothing impossible for you. Yay. Send her your favor. Send her your favor. Send her your favor. Oh God, today, do something that will blow her mind. That will wipe away every doubt, every fear, and all unbelief. Do something that's mind blowing today, God, and establish yourself in her life as Lord of and as King of Kings. Hallelujah, God. If there's any business ventures, oh God, call me to work for her. Any ideas, hallelujah, that she desire, oh God, cause it to work for her in her favor, oh God, that she will be encouraged. Hallelujah. Weeping only endure for a night. Hallelujah. But joy comes in the morning. Without a doubt, the darkest time, the darkest part of the day, Hallelujah. The darkest part of the night is right before breakthrough. So you're on the precipice. Hallelujah. Right at the edge of your breakthrough. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hold on to God's promises, and they will come to pass. Sometimes I get a little cliche-ish, but it's all right. Amen. Keep on confessing the word of God. Keep on, hallelujah, doing what is right in God's sight. God is not slack concerning his promises, and watch them come to pass. I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. We bless God today. We honor him. Today, for he is, hallelujah, so worthy to be praised. We want to continue with our prayer request list. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to lift up a man who is requesting prayer for his mom. Amen. She's dealing with some mental issues with dementia or Alzheimer's. So he's requesting prayer for his mom. And we know that God is in him. Amen. He can put us back in our right mind. Hallelujah. We just believe that, hallelujah, that the time that she has left on this earth will be a time of peace. Hallelujah. A time of peace in God's presence. Hallelujah. So, God, we ask you to restore her back to her right mind, to her right mind, to her right mind. We speak healing every area of her brain that they may be experiencing death. We speak life. We command you to live. Ooh, Rabbi, come in and turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Live, Simeon. Live right now, Axiom. Live, Cell. Live, Neuron. Live, Dendrite. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Live, Synapse. Live. Live and function as God has created you to function. We bind every spirit of dementia and all spirits of Alzheimer. Drop right now up out of that mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let her mind age gracefully. Oh, God, you know what? Hallelujah. My spiritual mother sent in a prayer request that because she used to have a prayer line like 4:30 in the morning. She's there praying. And so, one thing she told me was she texted me, and she said that she will be praying that God create no body parts. Amen. And I thought that was so profound that she said that. So I want to also pray that God create, hallelujah, new body parts. Amen. Take out, hallelujah, deceit and perverseness and heart and hearts. Amen. Cold, proud, and boastful, contempt and evil hearts. Amen. And double mindedness from the body of Christ, and create new body parts in Jesus' name. And so this is my prayer for that man's mother, that God will create a new mind, Hallelujah, God. Replace the old brain with a new brain. God can do it. We put God in a box. There is no limits with God. Hallelujah. He is capable. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. Because we think those things are miracles. But those things are, hallelujah, ordinary. Every one of the mill things that God can do. Amen. And I believe God can give his mom a new mind, a new brain. Hallelujah. So we pray also for the salvation of his children. Hallelujah. For his church family. We pray for expansion. Hallelujah. That people will come in for the church family from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the mighty name of Jesus. Also, hallelujah, God. We want to pray for a woman that's requested prayer for her children. Hallelujah. For hallelujah. Brandon, for Tyler, for DeAndre. We want to hold them up. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the calling on their lives today will be fulfilled. Hallelujah, God. Who is God for your glory? Be glorified today. Work it out. Hallelujah, God. Save them, God. Give them a mind to want to be saved. Give them a mind to want to know you. Cause them to always do the right thing. Hallelujah. God, in Jesus' name. And God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. We honor you. Hallelujah. Man is requesting prayer. Hallelujah. For direction to be a great leader. He's the pastor. And he just wants for God to bless him to be the best leader. Hallelujah. One who leads with integrity and one who leads by example. Hallelujah. So we want to remember him also in prayer as we are praying prayer for one another. We are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. Amen. And God is requiring, he's expecting for us to pray for one another. Also, we want to pray for a father who had a stroke. Amen. A lady is requesting for prayer. Hallelujah. For a gentleman, his name is Albert Stranahan. He had a stroke. And so we just want to pray, hallelujah, for this man. I feel compelled to pray. Lord, you are covenant keeping God. You said by your stripes, we were healed. It was a done deal. Hallelujah. Over. Hallelujah, 2,000 years ago, God, when you, hallelujah, went to Calvary. Oh, God, we just pray right now, hallelujah. Glory to God that the stripes that you experienced, God. Oh, hallelujah, God, that will, hallelujah, begin to manifest itself in his life and heal this man. If his heart is not turned towards you, hallelujah, turn his heart towards you. Oh, name of Jesus, reverse it, hallelujah, this illness, this stroke, reverse it today, God. I pray right now for total and complete healing and total and complete restoration. By you, God, hallelujah, to take us through the fire and bring us out without smell of light smoke. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can bring us out without smell of light smoke. And we thank you right now, God, in advance. We thank you for doing it for your glory, God, that you will hear all the glory. Every drop of the glory goes to you, oh God. Always. Hallelujah. For the King of Kings, Almighty God, to it even right now. Dumbfound the doctors, oh God. To it, God. Hallelujah. And we will bless you. We will honor you. Hallelujah. Because we trust you, God, with our lives. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Going back, hallelujah, to our prayer line. Hallelujah. Just want to keep it up and continue to pray. Hallelujah. For those who are requesting the prayer. Hallelujah. A woman is requesting prayer. Amen. She hurt her ankle. And so she's requesting, hallelujah, for a quick and speedy recovery right now. I pray for this woman today, oh God. I pray right now, God, that you will do a quick work in our life. Hallelujah, that she will see your glory, that she will glorify you, that she will honor you. I pray that you will save her, God. Give her a mind to want to be saved, God. Give her a mind to want to know you. Hallelujah, in all of your ways. Hallelujah. Not only in the fellowshipping of your suffering, hallelujah, God, but also have a desire to know God in every way that you are. Hallelujah, know your mind, God. Hallelujah, know your love, know your peace, oh God. Give her that mind to want to know you today. Hallelujah, know you as a healer, know you as a waymaker, know you as a problem solver, know you as a burden bearer. Hallelujah, know you as a lawyer in the courtroom. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, heal her, God. We restore her ankle back to the former state. I pray for the bones. Hallelujah, the bones will begin to line up. I pray for the cartilage to be formed around the broken bone. Hallelujah, on the fractured bone, there's a hairline fracture. Line up, ankle line up. Get back in the line of the word. God, order in the body right now. Bones be reinforced. Bones be restricted. Be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, be strengthened. Hallelujah. Come back. Hallelujah. Together. Hallelujah. Stronger than we for. All the swelling go down right now. All the swelling go down right now. In the name of Jesus. And now, God, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, for doing it. Thank you, God, for doing it today. Hallelujah. I'll deal with that particular issue before the podcast is over. And forgive me for all the probably background that you hear, because I'm writing things, I'm moving things, and things of that nature. So don't allow that to distract you. I'm getting it together. After a while, this thing will be perfected. Amen. This thing will be perfected in a minute. Well, there's something that the Lord has dropped in my spirit, and I want to, before and after I pray this last prayer for this young woman who desires to get married, who has already set a date, I believe it's next year, that she's going to get married. So that we want to talk about when we get talked about and when people lie on us, how we handle it and how it feels and what we do. Amen. I just want to deal with that because we're dealing with a lot of people who don't understand the process of what happens when people lie on us and they talk about it or say all the bad things that probably be not true. But some of them might be true. Who knows? But the fact that they're talking about you, we don't like it. So let's pray this last prayer for this young woman. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got several prayers. We want to pray for a daughter who is a total and complete healing. We pray, God, that you will heal her body and allow her to age with grace. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that his body, hallelujah, will walk in accordance to your will, work in accordance to your word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of pain and discomfort, I bind arthritis. I bind that spirit of arthritis. Loose his body. Not another toe out of joint. Hey, I speak to you. Yeah, I see you. Hallelujah. Not another hand bending. In the name of Jesus. Not another bout with inflammation in the joint. I speak to the kidney. I speak order. I speak to the heart. I speak order. In the name of Jesus, heart, you will not fail him. You will not fail him. I decree you will not fail him, heart. I bind diabetes. Sugar, regulate yourself now. In the name of Jesus, you will not be too low. You will not be too high. You will regulate now in Jesus' name. I dare you. Every lying symptom be bound now. Hooray, it's a done deal. He was sealed by Jesus' stripes. He can age gracefully without aches and pains. Calls him to eat the right stuff. Every door open to the enemy from words that he may have uttered. He bind them now. We nullify them now. We know and void them out now. In Jesus' name, we take them back. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that the blood of Jesus will be transfused with his blood to effect his perfect health. In Jesus' name. And your words say, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. I want to pray for this young woman who's about to get married. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Your word say, a man that findeth a wife find a good thing. That means that, hallelujah, marriage is honorable. The institution of marriage is honorable. I bind every plan of the enemy that will come to attack the marriage in Jesus' name. Not the wedding. Hallelujah, God, because after the wedding, hallelujah, then we have to deal with each other. It's the marriage. So I pray for their marriage, that they will always walk in unity, that they will walk in love, and they will walk in understanding, hallelujah, that the two, hallelujah, will come together as one, willing, hallelujah, to decrease, willing, hallelujah, to offer sacrifices, hallelujah, willing to sacrifice themselves, hallelujah, for the marriage, hallelujah, for the marriage is an example, hallelujah, the epitome of our relationship, hallelujah, with God, and the marriage bed, hallelujah, the marriage bed represents, hallelujah, our relationship with God. Hallelujah, him in us and we in him. Interpreter, ladies. Y'all got to give me God. My pronunciation sometimes will get you. Amen. Hallelujah, but one for the other. Hallelujah, we glorify God today. He know what I'm saying. Praise God. So we don't want to be moved. So in the name of Jesus, we don't want to be moved from what we're doing. We don't want to be distracted. Hallelujah, God, forgive me. I am not even that word. Hallelujah, but we're moving forward. Some things you just got to shake off and keep moving and keep moving forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive and keep moving forward. Forgive yourself and keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Forgive others and keep moving forward. Don't ever let it stop you from knowing that nothing stops you from moving forward. I call it getting stuck on stupid. Don't get stuck on stupid, child. Just keep moving forward. Amen. But listen. As people of God, people are not going to always like us. And a lot of times we as Christians, we want to be so accepted, especially by the world. Amen. We have a lot to say with the word. But let me tell you something. God promised us one thing publicly. That people are going to talk about us. They're going to lie on us. They're not going to accept us. And we want the people to accept us so bad. But when those things happen, we tend to get so mad and furious. God already told you they're going to happen. He already told you they're going to talk about you. You know what to expect. He already told you they're going to lie on you. You know what to expect. Amen. So don't be so shocked that somebody, hallelujah, tried to annihilate your character. Or somebody said, child, ask for God. How is that it would happen? I forget specifically who the disciples were. I think it was Peter and John, who, after they got whooped, you go look it up, I know it's an act. After they got whooped, amen, they rejoiced because they felt it was an honor to suffer with Christ. Listen, if you suffer with him, the Bible says you're going to reign with him. That means that if you go through them lying on you without trying to defend yourself, amen, them talking about you and saying all manner of things without you, go through that, hallelujah, rejoicing, because you know it was going to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will find, you will get through it. Amen, and God will expose, hallelujah, the lies. He will expose those people, amen, for what they're doing. You just wait, but don't handle it yourself. The Bible says that it's a righteous thing for God. It only becomes righteous when God do it, to repay evil, hallelujah, to those that do you evil. It becomes righteous only when God does it. Righteous means the right thing to do. And listen, God can touch some places that you can't. God knows where the heart is. Because wherever the heart is at, wherever the treasure's at, that's where that person's heart is going to be. And God can touch some places that you can't touch. Amen. But you got to allow him to do it. He says the righteous thing with me, to recompense evil on those who do you evil. Not only that, he said, I will repay. He said, I'm going to repay them. Yonder, you don't have to handle that, my brother. You don't have to handle that, my sister. You don't have to handle that, child of God. Allow God to handle it for you. He's more than capable. And not only that, that God will repay, he said that, he told them already, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Get your mouth off the people of God. Get your mouth off the pastor. Get your mouth off the minister. Get your mouth off the layman. Get your mouth. Stop sowing those seeds of discord. Because you're going to reap whatsoever you sow. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know why I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. But it's for you. Amen. Whoever it is, you receive this with love. Sometimes, hallelujah, you talk about people so much, you don't even understand that the seed that you are sowing, amen, just like the farmer plants one grain of corn, he receives 8 years, hallelujah, of corn back. Amen. So the balance, it don't balance out. It don't equal. He only planted one grain of corn. And then he gets 8 ears of corn. So how many grains are on one ear? And he get one grain produces one crop. A whole, amen. And so that's how the reaping and sowing process is. Amen. So when you begin to sow, hallelujah, when you begin to talk about people or pull them down, even when you help people, amen, you are sowing. We all are reapers. We reap good or we reap bad. Whatever kind of crop you are sowing, that's what you're going to reap. And the reaping and sowing process is so different. You reap much more than what you have sown. Amen. So think about the things that you are sowing and ask yourself, do I want to reap a crop of this bad stuff? Amen. Do I want to? So think about that. Let God handle those situations that seem impossible, that you don't like. Amen. People doing this and people doing that. Let God handle it. God don't need you. Was you there when he created the universe? Was you there when he created the heavens and the earth? Nope, I don't think so. Was you there when he breathed into the nostril of man and man became a living soul? Hey, was you there? The Bible says that all the waters of the earth sits in the hollow of God's hand. That's how big he is. Amen. So he don't need your help. Just go through the little talking, go through the lying, go through the backbiting. Amen. And God will fight your battle, baby. Believe me, he's going to shut some people up. Oh, I got a mighty testimony of that area. Amen. Not where he shut some people up, but he will recompense some evil for the evil that was done to me. Amen. And one day, when the Lord leads me, I will share that testimony with you. But I want to encourage you, people of God, amen, that to pray. If you need prayer, ask me. If you need prayer, ask me. I'm willing to pray. Amen. I'm willing to hold your prayer up. Call me. Amen. Email me, christianproud47@gmail.com. That's christianproud47@gmail.com. You can also reach me on Facebook at Shanice Peekney, or put in Christian and Proud, and you will be able to reach me on Facebook, or you can just come back and be a guest. Hallelujah. Come back on the prayer line, and I will definitely touch and agree with you. Amen. But until Monday, be blessed, people of God. I love you. You have tuned in to Need Prayer Ask Me, sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries, where we believe that we know that we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. Be enlightened. Go out and cover somebody else. Witness to somebody through your life and through your words and through your deeds. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen and amen. And now it's time to make a change. Revolution day.